Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
6:13, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. We're going to get into we're going to dive headfirst into the weather in just a few minutes right now. But I want to remind you, if you have maybe swimming activities or going to the water type activities, you might want to put those off for a while. Dangerous swimming and surfing conditions are localized and occurring today and into tomorrow. High risk rip currents, big warning here, continues through Saturday. While a high surf warning is in effect through 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, get these wave heights, 7 to 9 feet across local beaches. So if you're thinking about going out in the water, don't.
Yeah.
just that simple. Just don't even think about it.
Yeah. Just get out of that headspace.
Dave Greenwood doesn't want to have to go out there and get you. I'm sure of that.
Yeah.
I'm positive of that.
Alrighty, it's already about 6:14 here, so I'll go ahead and start giving us the preamble to your traffic and weather together, and that is this report being sponsored by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. For victims of drunk and drug driving, your grief is unique, but you are not alone. You always have a place at MADD, or MAD. Call the 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MAD-HELP. Again, that is MAD with two Ds, or visit MAD.org. Just about 6:15 here, we will get that check of roads and weather for you now. Had some backups on Palafox Street, traveling northbound, heading towards Olive Road. That congestion is still there, but it's not as severe as it had been. We also had an accident report. This is on University Parkway, just south of 9 Mile Road, but it appears to be causing very little congestion, at least at this time. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 47 degrees, so we've actually seen the official temperature kind of tick upwards throughout this afternoon.
Because of the rain.
Yeah. Tonight's low 37 with those chances of rain drifting away. Saturday is going to be cold and dry. High of 46, low of 34. Sunday, high of 56, low of 45. But late Sunday night, we got those rain chances creeping back around.
Thanks for the great news.
I love to be the Debbie Downer.
Okay, PPD's Mike Wood, he is the spokesperson for the Pensacola Police Department, saying, and this happened on Thursday morning, by the way, officers received 85 life vacs. This is a tool to help save lives, by the way. The device is used to help people who are choking. PPD Chief Eric Randall saying, Arthur Lee, this is interesting now. He is the actual inventor of this device, flew in from New York City to be in Pensacola as the officers receive that life-saving tool. Now, that's pretty neat.
Right.
The devices were donated, and kudos going out to you guys, the Pensacola Bay Defenders Motorcycle Club. So good things happening down at PPD and the Motorcycle Club. Thanks for your support, guys.
And there's something that could happen that's good or bad, depending on where you stand on the issue. The Supreme Court will make a decision on TikTok's future in the U.S. after it heard arguments over an impending ban on the massively popular video platform. Under the law signed last spring, ByteDance, TikTok's Chinese parent company, must sell the platform by January 19th or be banned in the U.S. over national security concerns. But TikTok has argued in retaliation, saying that the law violates its First Amendment rights.
Okay, they got 9 days to figure that one out.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck with that one. Stocks ending down today despite good news on the jobs market. Hillary Barsky has the numbers.
Stocks selling off and bond yields climbing. Worries that good news about the job market may keep inflation and interest rates high. Hiring picking up unexpectedly in December as employers added a robust 256,000 new jobs. Unemployment, which was expected to hover around 4.2%, fell to 4.1%. The strong data could keep the Fed from delivering cuts to interest rates. Shares of Walgreens jumped over 27% after the drugstore chain delivered a better-than-expected first quarter. The Dow winner, Chevron, Home Depot, and Walmart, the Dow decliners, Travelers, Goldman Sachs, and Caterpillar. The Dow falling 697 points, the Nasdaq lower by 317, S&P 500 down 91. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And legal battles will continue against a former Broward County School resource officer in connection to his response in the deadly Parkland school mass shooting. An appeals court upheld a ruling yesterday that will allow civil lawsuits against Scott Peterson to move forward. The cases were filed by family members of the the victims who accused Peterson of failing to properly respond during the 2018 massacre at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School that killed 17 people. Peterson's attorneys argued that he did not have a legal duty of care. Meanwhile, the judges sided with the victims' families.
Okay, 618 News Radio 92.3. With this cold weather moving in, Austin, Ferris Hill Baptist Church in Milton once again opening a cold weather shelter tomorrow evening. For the homeless and heatless. Mm-hmm. Officials saying anybody wanting to stay at that shelter got to arrive between 6:30 and 8:30 p.m. In Pensacola, Reentry Alliance will open a cold weather shelter for women and children on Palafox. Other facilities open Waterfront Rescue Mission on Herman Street and My Father's Vineyard on Pensacola Boulevard. And if my memory serves me correct, we were talking about this earlier in the week. ECAT is running bus service from the Waterfront Mission to My Father's Vineyard on Pensacola Boulevard. They're helping out to get shuttle people around so they don't have to walk in the cold.
Right. All righty. Well, yeah, and that's very good to know. Thank you for sharing that. 6:18 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on a deadline when it comes to naming a replacement for Senator Marco Rubio. Got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We are Lions. We bring hope where it's needed. We are a global force for good. Support causes that matter. Change lives. Change communities. Change the world. We can do more together than we can alone. Join in. Experience the joy of serving. Be part of the movement. Give back. Let's unite the world for good. We are Lions. You can be too. Visit weserve.org.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Tune in Tuesday at 10 to the Pensacola Expert Panel, as ProHealth will be the guest. They'll be discussing the ProHealth Medical Membership Program, as well as they are now offering 20 affordable on-site ultrasounds. Find out how ProHealth can help you take out the stress from the cost of healthcare. Tuesday at 10 with ProHealth on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
So you're getting ready to sell your house and you've got everything figured out and you're on the verge of getting a contract and the buyer says, how old is your roof? You say 12 years. And they say, oh, I'm going to need you to replace that. Do you? They ask you, how old is your water heater? And you say it's 7 years. And they say, I need you to replace that. Should you? The air conditioner is 10 years old. Do you need to replace that? Because of insurance, the way insurance is working in Florida, these are real things. People can't get insurance, or the insurance rate is dramatically affected by the fact that, for example, the age of these parts of your home. So it used to be you didn't have to think about this stuff. Nowadays, you do. The question is, what's normal? Well, that's why you have a good real estate agent, because your realtor should be able to help you walk through that and say, yes, you should replace that. It's worth the trade-off, or you shouldn't have to replace that, because they know exactly what the market is doing and what is normal. That's why you need a great real estate agent like Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 723-9158.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu to learn more.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9 right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
To Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, little Aretha Franklin. Haven't heard from her in quite a while. Nice song. What made you think about that one?
I shuffled through my music and I had the Dionne Warwick version.
Oh, okay.
And but then I was like, and that's what got me thinking about it. But Aretha Franklin's came up, and I'm like, okay, well I don't listen to that one often, so we'll play that one.
That's because you gave her R E S P E C T.
Yes, I gave her some. I found out what it means to her. Yes.
All right. Okay. Hey, just a few minutes ago, I was mentioning about Dave Greenwood, senior lifeguard out on Pensacola Beach. I've been there for a ton of years. He worked with Bob before that. And what I wanted to tell you about, ever thought about becoming a lifeguard?
Me personally, no.
Well, you know, if you want to, now's your chance. Preparations are underway for the 25 Pensacola Beach season. Lifeguards are conducting tryouts Saturday, not this coming Saturday, the next Saturday, the 25th, over at the UWF Aquatic Center. That is Building 72 on campus. The goal, of course, is to have guards in those towers on area beaches in March. So I know Dave is working diligently on that one. President Biden made another awkward gaffe during a briefing in Los Angeles on the wildfires yesterday. Fox's Madeline Rivera has more from the White House.
Whether it was intentional or not, the president is getting blowback online for this moment.
Madam Vice President, I know you're directly affected, so you fire away. No pun intended.
Indeed. Thank you, Mr. President.
Despite that comment, the administration says it is taking the federal disaster response seriously. The president is surging more resources to the area, including firefighting planes and helicopters. He also says the federal government will cover the entire cost of the response in the first 180 days. And he's standing by California Governor Gavin Newsom and L.A. Mayor Karen Bass, who are facing criticism for the disaster response.
Yeah, probably just a touch tone deaf is how I would sum that up.
It sounded like just not a fraud. It was just a slip.
Yeah. It was probably something that he didn't think before he spoke.
Let the guy go and just quit badging.
Yeah, doesn't anybody have a sense of humor anymore? 6:25. We'll get another.
It was just a slip.
Yeah, as
not
I said,
intentional at all.
He didn't think before he spoke. Just about 6:25 here, or exactly 6:25. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you.
And Austin said that about our president. Did you hear that? Didn't think before he spoke. Boy,
yeah.
You damning words. Let
yeah,
me tell you.
My goodness. Let's see. One of our biggest stinkers on the road tonight has been Palafox Street, traveling northbound, passing Burgess. But that has seemingly just about cleared out. And outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, 47 degrees, low of 37 tonight, with those rain chances lingering. Saturday is going to be cool and dry. Sunday, going to be a little bit less cool. And the weather is going to kind of creep, rear its ugly head. I'll put it that way. Late Sunday night, bleeding into your early Monday morning, we do have those rain chances lingering around a bit.
Listen to that wordsmithing this afternoon.
Oh, yeah, yeah, very informal of
you. Very dangerous over there. Hey, you know the airplanes, you might have seen them on the recent coverage with the fires. They look like the Grumman Gooses, they're the what they call the super scooper, the airplanes.
Mm.
Very critical in getting water and dumping them on the fires. One of those aircraft are now down, and you're at this point you go, why?
Why?
Okay, thanks. I was hoping you were going to ask that for me. crucial piece of that equipment, the Super Scooper, has been damaged in an accident, slowing down first responders in Los Angeles. And what was that damaged attributed to? A drone.
one of those super scoopers, essential aircraft, grounded because a civilian drone crashed into it, the Palisades Fire, yesterday afternoon as the super scooper was flying and performing fire operations. LA County leases them from Canada every year. There's only two of them. They can drop 6 tons of water at each time. They are a massive help to firefighters, but one of them is now grounded with wing damage because a civilian was flying a drone. That is a federal crime. The FAA now investigating.
Yeah, you know, if that drone was being flown under some official circumstances, like news footage or something, you know, maybe you'd look at this as just like, oh, terrible accident. When a civilian's doing it, you do. You kind of react with less lenience. You're kind of looking at it like, are you kidding me, dude?
You mean you're getting peeved off?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, why are you doing that? And compromising a very pivotal act here. All right, I hinted at this before the break.
A stupid act, may I add.
Yes. Speaking of pivotal acts, I hinted at this before the break. Florida's governor on a deadline when it comes to naming a replacement for Senator Marco Rubio, who's on track to be the next Secretary of State. While not tipping his hand at whom he'll pick, Ron DeSantis says his announcement will come by Inauguration Day. In a listing candidate enlisting candidate qualities, DeSantis says the appointee will be strong on immigration, push back on out-of-control national spending, and have fidelity to constitutional principles. He promises he won't tap himself.
Okay. 628, News Radio 92.3. Yep. Southeast bracing for winter weather tonight. Steve Harrigan has the details from Atlanta.
Some of that weather has already arrived. 4 inches of snow in some places and a real cold, rainy, icy mixture as well hitting some of the roads. And a lot of people here aren't used to such conditions. Warnings have been out for days about what was coming, so you don't see a lot of cars on the road. And officials have been warning that the real danger over the next 24 hours is going to be from ice on the roads. Real snags, too, at the airport, at Atlanta's Hartsfield Airport. More than 500 flights canceled. One Delta flight aborted a takeoff, and passengers had to be evacuated by inflatable bridges to slide down and then walk off. The buses couldn't reach the plane because of the snow. 4 people suffering minor injuries.
And a former Florida police officer and local Proud Boys member heading to prison after storming the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. A federal judge this week sentenced Nathaniel Tuck to 14 months behind bars, 36 months of supervised release, and ordered him to pay $4,000 in fines and restitution. The ex-officer pleaded guilty to felony and misdemeanor charges stemming from his actions during the riot. Federal prosecutors say Tuck was a member of the Space Coast chapter of the Proud Boys based in Central Florida. That headline obviously coming out of Apopka, is that how you say it?
Apopka.
Yeah, I was about to say, some of these, they're pronounced how they're spelled, but I don't want to take any chances here.
Okay, once again, a reminder, Escambia County Fire Rescue encourage you to practice space heater safety. Know the potential risk associated with that home heating equipment. Can you say 3-foot buffer?
3-foot buffer.
Think about that.
News. I'm Tom Rigotti. Wildfires continue to burn across the Los Angeles region. Fox's Matt Finn reports many residents are on edge.
Adding to the panic, LA County is accidentally sending out countywide evacuation alerts to millions of people. Officials apologized and explained it's a technical error they're working on. Multiple fires are burning across LA, including the Eaton Fire near Pasadena that's exploded to more than 13,000 acres, decimating entire neighborhoods.
The fires have killed at least 11 people. Facebook and Instagram owner Meta announcing Tuesday it will replace its fact-checking process with community moderation. President Biden calls the move shameful.
It's just completely contrary to everything America's about. We want to tell the truth. We haven't always done it as a nation, but we want to tell the truth.
President-elect Donald Trump praised the decision, calling it a victory for free speech. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Stocks tumbled today on the heels of a hot jobs report that tempered Wall Street's expectations for more interest rate cuts from the Fed this year. On Wall Street, the Dow dropped nearly 700 points, while the S&P 500 was down by 91, and the Nasdaq tumbled 317. Wayfair is said to be leaving Germany, planning to cut in excess of 700 jobs, roughly 3% of its global workforce. Nearly half of the affected employees will have the option to stay on with Wayfair if they agree to relocate to London, Boston, or another location where the company has a footprint. Oil prices jumped today as the U.S. Treasury Department announced sweeping sanctions against Russia's oil industry. The global benchmark Brent gained 2.5%. Meanwhile, U.S. crude oil futures for February up more than 3.5% under $77 a barrel. That's your money now.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute. Before the season started, I would have never thought that the Washington Commanders would be playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the playoffs. But now that it's here, it's the game I'm most excited for this weekend. Baker Mayfield has been spectacular, and I also love watching Bucky Irving and Mike Evans. And on the other side, the Commanders are such a feel-good story led by rookie sensation Jaden Daniels. I think we get a close game on Sunday evening, and I'll take the Commanders not only plus the 3 points, but to also win the game outright. I'm Zach Gelb.
Welcome to TGL, presented by SoFi, golf's newest league, live on ESPN and ESPN Plus. It's 2 hours of hammer dropping, overtime forcing, playoffs on the line, golf, Tiger, Rory, and more of the best from the PGA Tour, split into 16. Learn more at TGLGolf.com. Tune in every week for TGL matches. Keep up, it's golf.
I've got huge news for you. WWE Monday Night Raw is live every week on Netflix. Live drama, live heroes, live action, featuring some of the biggest names in WWE, such as John Cena, undisputed WWE champion the American Nightmare Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns, CM Punk, and Bianca Belair. There's never been a better time to step into the ring and stream WWE Raw. WWE Monday Night Raw is now on Netflix.
It's football season, and now you can get anything you need for game day delivered with Uber Eats. Well, almost anything. You can't get a running back, but baby back ribs? Yes. Uber Eats, official on-demand food delivery partner of the NFL.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily. Visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Little Eagles, Chris Bryan, Austin Price, and a lot of rain showers.
Yep, a lot of rain.
Rain. And watch your braking distance tonight. If you're driving around, please slow it up. It is a bit slippery out there. By the way, if you got my notification push a couple of hours ago on your app telling you that we were going to tell you when the rain was going to move up, I'm going to do that right now. Yeah, it should be around 9 o'clock, between 9 and 10 o'clock. It'll be moving out according to our news partners, Channel 3 and Alan Strum. So Tomorrow's going to be a, you're going to get into this in a minute. You're going to dive deep into the forecast here with
head
us
first.
In just a second. So we'll be ready for that one. Hey, Pensacola police say that fatal crash after an attempted traffic stop earlier this week didn't even involve a police chase. PPD spokesman Mike Wood says the officer had made a U-turn and didn't even have a chance to activate their emergency lights when the speeding vehicle crashed into a pole. This happened over on Pace and Romano.
It was a horrific crash, probably one of the worst that I've ever seen. And that just tells you how fast that vehicle was going.
Okay, Wood says they'll probably never know why the driver sped off, but it may have something to do with the large amount of marijuana that was found inside that vehicle.
That could add some context, much needed
could
context.
Could have put an urgency factor to, like, getting away.
Yes.
Something like that. Didn't happen, though. Hey, NFL playoffs set to go. Jared Max has the details in Fox on Football.
Fox on Football. I'm Jared Max. After 544 regular season games, it's time for the NFL playoffs. The two-time reigning champion Chiefs have the inside track to return to the Super Bowl for a fifth time in 6 years. Kansas City earned a first-round playoff bye and home field advantage through the AFC playoffs. Same story for the Detroit Lions in the NFC. If Minnesota wins its wild card game Monday night versus the Rams, the Vikings would return to Detroit to play the Lions for a second time in 3 weeks. First three this weekend in the AFC, starting with the Texans home against the Chargers Saturday afternoon. Then an AFC North matchup between the Steelers and heavily favored Ravens in Baltimore. Sunday, the Bills a big favorite at home against the Broncos. Then in the NFC, 4:30 Eastern time on Fox TV, the Eagles host the Packers. Sunday night, it'll be the Buccaneers home against the Commanders. Since the NFL added wildcard teams to the playoffs in 1980, seven have won the Super Bowl. Jared Max, Fox News.
Okay, let me take you now to the futuristic version of the NFL. London will see more NFL games next season.
NFL season, as many as 8 games will get played outside of the United States. It was already announced that Madrid, Spain, and Munich, Germany would host games for the first time. Friday, the NFL announced the Jaguars, Jets, and Browns will all play home games in London next season. Jacksonville owner Shad Khan stated, "We are once again delighted that we will be back in London later this year for our 14th game in the capital, another home game at Wembley Stadium." The Jets and Browns will have designated home games next season at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. It'll be the Jets' second year in a row playing in London. They lost there this season to the Vikings, who also beat the Browns in Cleveland's only prior trip to London in 2017. This will be the Jets' 5th game outside of the U.S. and 4th in London. Jared Max, Fox News.
Notre Dame returns to the biggest stage in college football. The Fighting Irish will play for the national championship thanks to a 27-24 victory over Penn State at Hard Rock Stadium. College football fans were treated to a thriller last night.
Notre Dame will play for a national championship.
Snap and hold are good. The kick is good!
That was courtesy of ESPN as Mitch Jeter nailed a go-ahead 41-yard field goal with 7 seconds remaining in the college football playoff semifinals, and Notre Dame walked out of the Orange Bowl with a 27-24 victory over Penn State. In a fourth quarter that was filled with offensive fireworks, it was Penn State that made the big mistake. Nittany Lions quarterback Drew Aller was intercepted with 33 seconds remaining in Penn State territory, and the Fighting Irish were able to get into field goal range. Notre Dame faces the winner of Friday night's matchup between Texas and Ohio State. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
It's going to be a barn burner tonight in Arlington. Temperatures right now, 17 degrees.
Yeah, that's going to be a bit chilly, just a tad. I don't think it's anything that, especially a team like Ohio State, you know, I don't think showing up for that is going to be anything they can't handle. But it will. It'll be frigid out there, and I still think it's going to be a pretty high-scoring game. I still got the Bucks 41-30.
Okay, it's going to be a game tonight, and it kicks off at 6:30 this evening.
Eighth-seeded Ohio State sure has looked like the best team in college football through the first two rounds of the 12-team playoff. But the last SEC team standing will have something to say. Fifth-seeded Texas welcomes the Buckeyes to the Lone Star State at the Cotton Bowl Classic in a semifinal matchup with kickoff scheduled for 7:30 Eastern.
It's a great honor. It's humbling, but it's also a great opportunity and one we're looking forward to.
That was courtesy of the Big Ten Network as Texas head coach Steve Sarkisian spoke with the media on Thursday. Buckeyes head coach Ryan Day entered the playoff on the hot seat after losing to Michigan at the end of the regular season. But after ripping through Tennessee and Oregon, Ohio State is the favorite to take home a title for the first time since 2014. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Okay, that game's just getting underway, right?
Yes.
And if you're driving around, you don't want to miss anything. ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, has your game on the radio side.
Yes, absolutely. And as I said, hopefully it should be a good one. Last night's, as we mentioned just a couple minutes ago, was phenomenal. All righty, wanted to touch on this real quickly. Former WWE boss Vince McMahon settling with the SEC over hush money payments. The SEC announced today that McMahon will pay over $1.7 million as part of the settlement for his failure to disclose payments made related to sexual assault allegations. He agreed to the settlement without admitting or denying the SEC's findings. In a statement, he said the settlement shows speculation about the government investigation was misleading and added that there was never anything more to this than minor accounting errors with regard to some personal payments that he had made several years ago.
Just a few minor accounting errors under that roof. 6:43, News Radio 92.3. Are you a vegan, buddy? No, I guess not.
No.
an upcoming event is making it easier to eat more vegetables. The Pensacola Vegan Chef Challenge, set to go in February. Now, this event engages local chefs with plant-based food options. Here's what you do. You go to the Pensacola Vegan Chef Challenge website to see the list of participating restaurants and menu items. Sample the dishes. Then you vote for your favorite dish, either at the restaurant or by February 28th on the challenge website. So that's for vegans enjoying that event coming up in February. So that should be pretty darn interesting.
All righty. And here nationally, Rudy Giuliani being held in contempt of court for a second time regarding his defamation case with two Georgia election workers. He was found guilty of defaming the two women, and a New York judge ordered him to pay them $146 million. He was held in contempt just days ago for failing to turn over financial info. Then today, the judge said Giuliani has made additional defamatory comments about the two women on a TV show. Their lawyers have asked the judge to order Giuliani to pay an additional $20,000 for every false comment he made. Minutes before the proceeding, Giuliani wrote on social media, quote, "The hearing is a hypocritical waste of time and a disgusting example of Biden lawfare."
Can you say the word pardon?
Pardon.
No. That's what I'm thinking. This is probably going down the road of him getting a pardon from a president-elect Trump.
You could very well be correct on that.
I probably am. There's everybody fighting those wildfires. They got citizens throwing water on structures. I mean, everybody's pitching in to do this. And those fighting the wildfires out in SoCal are getting help now from the military, including the U.S. Northern Command. Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon has more.
U.S. Northern Command is now sending 8 C-130 Hercules transport planes to Southern California to support firefighting efforts. All will be operational by Sunday, according to U.S. Northern Command. The C-130s will be staged in the Channel Islands, 100 miles off the coast of L.A. These huge transport planes are used to drop a flame retardant called Modular Aerial Firefighting Systems, or MAFS. The C-130s drop the MAFS units from a 150-foot altitude. One unit contains 3,000 gallons and weighs 27,000 pounds. The unit is discharged in 5 seconds and can be refilled in less than 12 minutes on the back of the plane.
That's fast.
Yeah, kind of fast. Pretty swift. 6:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. We do have some backups on Scenic Highway when traveling southbound approaching Langley Avenue. No confirmation of an accident or anything, but nonetheless, some congestion to look out for. Outside of that, it's just some minor congestion here and there. As for the weather, 47 degrees, low of 37 tonight. This weekend, going to have a cool and dry Saturday, but late Sunday evening, we could have some rain chances increase, and then those could bleed into your early Monday morning.
Yeah, it'll probably do that. And then it'll blow out of here, and the rest of the week has zeros. So the week's really looking good. So
late Mother Nature needs to pick a lane.
You got it. Hey, Santa Rosa County Zoning Board says no to a rezoning request. Grover's Fingers and Wings requested the Santa Rosa County Zoning Board to approve a rezoning request for their property. This is over on Quintet Road. That property is currently zoned as residential. Board members voted not to grant the request to rezone that property. Thursday's vote was just for the board's recommendation. Make sure you understand that. Right. It was just for the recommendation. Now the decision is in the hands of the county commissioners, who is set to vote on this rezoning request. That will happen January 23rd.
And a woman is in custody for allegedly starting an arson fire in L.A. County. Officials from the California State Park say the 60-year-old set a fire near Malibu, but the flames were quickly extinguished. It happened near Leo Carrillo State Park on Wednesday. The suspect facing felony charges is identified as Gloria Lynn Mandich.
You know, we have our problems here in Pensacola with the 17th Street graffiti bridge, people running into it.
Right.
Did you see what happened this afternoon in Mobile?
No, I did not.
A big 18-wheeler smashed into the Bankhead Tunnel.
Golly.
Just and crammed in there. I guess the drivers just don't think sometimes, or they don't know their actual height restrictions.
Yeah, they're underestimating it.
Okay. Cold weather means taking greater precautions to prevent temperature-related injuries. Boy, this is a mouthful. Lisa Brady has more on this situation.
This is House Call for Health. Bundling up and preventing skin from being exposed to the winter elements is critical to preventing cold weather injuries like frostbite and hypothermia. But if those layers become wet and your body temperature starts to fall, doctors warn it could elevate your risks. Besides hands and feet, skin on the nose, ears, and cheeks can also be highly impacted by frostbite. And treatment can involve several steps, like getting to a warm area and removing anything that's wet. When it comes to hypothermia, pay attention to signs like shivering that becomes intense, as well as becoming confused or disoriented. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
All righty, 648 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Around this time every hour, we'd like to get you your Wall Street numbers. Stocks closing sharply lower today. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 696 points to 41,938. S&P 500 fell 91 points to 58,27. And the NASDAQ dropped 317 points to 19,161.
Well, not a way to start your school morning. Minor injuries were reported in a car crash with a school bus loaded with Tate High School students and two other vehicles. Happened in Cantonment this morning. The crash happened on Highway 95A just south of Jim Allen Elementary School about 8:15 this morning. A passenger car, apparently, not apparently at all, it did. I saw the B-roll on this one, rear-ended the bus, and that car was rear-ended by another car. Can we call this a domino function here?
Perhaps.
Yeah. At least two of the students on the bus were transported to an area hospital, along with one driver from the other vehicle involved.
Man.
I wonder if it was a texting situation. Somebody was looking down texting or something like that.
It could have very well been. Yeah, you think you're going along the road. You think you're still going, and you look down at your phone, and somebody stopped.
Bam.
Yeah, that could have absolutely been what happened.
It's kind of like the porn.
Please elaborate.
The porn law enforcement officer. You did the story last hour.
Yeah, no, I loved your delivery. Kind of like the porn, right? Earlier this afternoon. Yeah,
the cop was looking at porn on the phone or whatever it was.
And
ran into something.
And his body cam footage, this was a Central Florida officer. Yeah, right. His body cam footage found that he was looking at his phone. From what I know of, at least the story didn't imply, that they saw what he was looking at, so very noble of him to say, yeah, I was looking at porn.
Well, we might even go as far as saying pretty stupid of him to say that.
Yeah, pretty stupid of him to be doing any of it, but my goodness.
No, that's the right answer.
Yeah, but got a bit carried away there with the explanation. A new study suggests that there are health benefits to drinking coffee, but only if you drink it in the morning. Researchers led by a team from Tulane University in New Orleans.
There you go.
Yeah, NOLA represent. Found that morning coffee drinkers were more than 30% less likely to die from heart disease than people who don't. Apparently, but there
What's
was
the sample base.
But there was no reduction in risk for people who drank coffee at all hours. I don't know why that would be. The study was published in the European Heart Journal.
Hey, are you having problems? Not you, Austin, but our friends out there. If you're having problems getting your driver's license reinstated, potential help is on the way. Scambia officials are holding a restoration clinic. Happens in March, March 28th, actually, over at the Blanchard Judicial Building downtown. Here's the catch. There's 150 spots to get in on this.
Mm.
They're probably gone because we've been talking about this, I know, for at least 3 weeks.
Right.
Something like that.
And when it comes to driver's license, people want to rip off that
band-aid. And this event is always hard to get into because people jump on it.
Yeah.
So you got until the 28th of March to register. If you want to do it, it is available for the first 150 people who register online. What can I say to you is play wisely and good luck.
Yeah, good luck. You're going to need it. Just about 6:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, Chris, you an SNL guy?
I used to be. In the old days, you know, because my early days, I think I told you, I worked at NBC in New York.
Right.
And my office was on the fourth floor where the old Tuscanini Opera set is. That's where Saturday Night Live is. So I used to watch in the wings, the Gilda days, you know.
Gilda Radner, yeah.
The old, you know, the Garrick Morris and just the
great the OGs.
Old, yeah, the great old staff. But I have not that I don't like it. I just haven't watched it recently.
Well, maybe when we return, we'll have a bit of some starting lineups here that can change your mind, because we do have the slate revealed for this month. First shows of 2025. Details on those and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hi, my name is Michael Dylan Thompson, candidate for Congress here in my home district. I'm proud to be the only candidate who voters petitioned to be on the ballot. Every other candidate paid over $10,000 to qualify, often using either lobbyist or special interest money. As a born and raised Pensacola native, I will fight for my district. I will fix the insurance crisis created by establishment politicians, and I will protect our brave service members who keep America free. We don't need outsiders bringing Washington, D.C. corruption into Northwest Florida. We need new ideas and fresh leadership to fight for us. As your congressman, I pledge to always put Florida first. There is a critical election on January 28th, and I need your vote. This is our chance to take back our voice and send a clear message to the career politicians. We won't let special interests decide our future. Together, we can restore accountability, protect our values, and secure a stronger future for Northwest Florida. I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, and I'm proud to approve this message.
Paid for by Michael Dylan Thompson for Congress, Republican.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. You know, a couple of years ago, we started doing something with the Pensacola Morning News that until that point we had not done at all, which is to podcast the entire episodes. Now, we've always put podcasts up of the interviews or of particularly interesting segments, but for several years, we have podcast the full show. So you can go and listen to it at your leisure. If you listen to us at 6 o'clock normally, you can go back and listen to the 5 o'clock hour, or as some people have told me they do, you can even re-listen to things just to catch stuff you might have missed. In any case, all the podcasts are available at newsradio923.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, and it must be time to go home.
Yes. Thank goodness.
When I hear the exiting music there, I think, ooh, we must be into the final 5 minutes of this show.
Yeah, that is when I first started that tradition, that is the exact sound I was going for.
There you go. Non-alcoholic drinks for a dry January. That's the tagline here. Just kind of want to set this up for you. Fox's Matt Murphy has the story on one of the most famous non-alcoholic drinks on the planet. Check it out.
Fox Facts.
As many people go alcohol-free in observance of Dry January, let's take a look at the original mocktail, the Shirley Temple, a beloved alcohol-free drink that has been a favorite for nearly a century. Legend has it that the drink was created in the 1930s when child actress Shirley Temple, tired of seeing her parents enjoy old fashions, asked for something fun to sip. However, the drink's true origin is debated, with iconic restaurants like Chasen's in Hollywood, the Brown Derby, and the Royal Hawaiian all claiming to have created it. The original Shirley Temple recipe included ginger ale, grenadine, and cherries, though over time some versions now use Sprite or 7-Up. Despite its widespread popularity, Shirley Temple Black herself wasn't a fan of the drink, calling it saccharine sweet and icky. She even mentioned she often was served the drink without ordering it, which she also disliked. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
Why doesn't she have an attitude? People are trying to be nice.
Yeah, yeah. Hinted at this. Well, you know what? No, I'm not going to get into my story yet because it's already 6:57. We got to get some traffic and weather here, or at least as quick as I can make it because it's not looking too bad here. We do have an accident report at the intersection of University Parkway and North Davis Highway, so be on the lookout for that, causing some congestion in that immediate vicinity. Outside of that, though, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, let's see, 47 degrees, low of 37 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be dry, but Sunday, late Sunday night, we've got those showers coming back around. Pretty decent chance of rain on your late Sunday night, bleeding into your early Monday morning. So I think I did that pretty quick. We had one accident and some rain coming up in the next couple days.
Very proud. Very proud.
Thank you, sir.
You did zip right through that one. Kind of putting the close on this, I just want to remind you, LA officials are sharing the latest on battling a strong string of deadly fires, wildfires, right, in SoCal. Christian Goodwin has more on this mess.
Director of LA County's Office of Emergency Management, Kevin McGowan, says he's working to resolve an issue with the wireless emergency alert system that's been incorrectly sending fire evacuation alerts across the county, urging folks not to disable the messages.
This is extremely frustrating, painful, and scary, but these alert tools have saved lives during this emergency.
LA County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney says a Super Scooper plane battling the Palisades fire that was hit by a civilian drone should be fixed by Monday.
Flying a drone in the fire traffic area is not only dangerous, but it's illegal.
Stressing drones force officials to shut down aerial operations. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
All right, and hinted at this before the break. Comedian Dave Chappelle will host the first show of 2025, the first show of SNL, that is, on January 18th, and will be joined by musical guest Glorilla. Also, Glorilla.
Okay.
I think I've heard it pronounced Gloria. I always think it's Glorilla, but I could be wrong. Also, actor Timothy Chalamet will serve as both host and musical guest on Saturday Night Live this month. January 25th, he will become just the fifth non-professional singer indie show's 50-year history to pull double duty.
Okay, if you're thinking about maybe heading in the water this weekend, don't. Dangerous swimming and surfing conditions is taking place. High rip currents and the high surf warning is in effect. Listen to this. In effect, through tomorrow morning, waves 7 to 9 feet across the local beaches. Have a great weekend, everybody. Back at 4 on Monday. See you then.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.